Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This 30th of June, of course, end of financial year sales specials. Make sure you're getting your tax returns ready as well. Sports headlines, Herald Sun in Melbourne in cricket. Pat Cummins' new baggy green cap has gone missing the day after the photo shoot when he turned up for the West Indies pre-series photo shoot. So, well, let's hope he can get that back. The Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane. It's all about NRL and the state of origin. Alfie 2.0, retired Maroons star, has been recalled for the State of Origin decider, Game 3 by Billy Slater, and that's Raiders prop by Josh Papali. And 2 years after he retired from the Maroons team, let's hope everything goes well. So let's start with the Rugby League. And of course, the State of Origin squads for Game 3 were announced last night, and Broncos centre, Shabaski, is going to make his debut in the centres with Robert Toyah. Reece Walsh is the 18th man. Of course, we've just mentioned about the recall of Josh Papali to add some much-needed power to the pack. New South Wales, they've named an unchanged 17, but they've made two changes to the reserves with Jacob Carraz and Bradman Best joining the 20-man squad. In the NRL, of course, round 17 last Thursday, the Panthers defeated the Dogs 8-6 in a low-scoring game thanks to a charge down by Nathan Cleary. The Broncos defeated the Warriors 26-12, and then the Dolphins cleaned up the Rabbits 50-28 in a doubleheader at Suncorp on Saturday, which saw 65,000 fans go through the gates. The Hammer, 4 tries for the Dolphins. And yesterday, the Cowboys defeated the Titans 30-24 in an entertaining game on the Gold Coast. Scott Drinkwater, 2 tries and 2 goals for the Cowboys. Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League in the men's A grade on Saturday. Coolum 38 defeated Caboolture 18, and Stanley River 36 defeated Beerwah 6 at Woodford. But it was rocking out there. Tyler McGoldrick and Regan Glynn are 2 tries each for the Wolves. Wolves still top of the table with 10 from 10. And the women, Caboolture defeated Coolum 28-12 to remain second on the ladder. In the Queensland Cup, the Falcons defeated the Clydesdales 48-16 at Sunshine Coast Stadium. The Dolphins, they lost 18-10 to the Seagulls. And in the NRL this week, the women's round one starts on Thursday night in the 12-team competition. Saturday, the Broncos and Tigers, Cowboys and Titans in Townsville. Caboolture Touch. Well, the Junior State Cup in Rockhampton, 10th to the 12th of July, not far away, so we know that the 10s, 12s, 14s, 16s and 18s, they're all training hard. And well done to the winners of the men's A, B, C and D grade grand finals recently, and to the women's A and B grand finals. That was the Caboolture Touch competition's grand finals. In golf, well, the PGA and the Classic in Detroit, Aussie Minwoo Lee was the best of the Aussies. Finished at minus 18, tied for 13th, 4 shots from the lead. In motorsport, well, the F1 over in Austria there, Australian Oscar Piastri limited the damage as his McLaren teammate Lando Norris won the title with the championship rival Max Verstappen pressing out on lap one. Piastri, he's still 15 points ahead on the drivers' championship. Coming up next weekend in the UK, they're at Silverstone for the British Grand Prix. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And let's turn our attention to tennis because Wimbledon gets underway tonight, our time. We've got 10 Aussie men in action. And in the draw, Jannik Sinner's number one. Number two seed is Carlos Alcaraz. He's looking to win his third consecutive title. We've got 7 Aussie women in the singles draw there, including Tala Gibson and Priscilla Hahn, who made their way through from the qualifiers. Number one is Aryna Sabalenka. Number two, Coco Gauff. And 2024 champion Czech Barbara Krejčíková. Having a heatwave there, be mid-30s this week. They'll need to rehydrate. In cricket, the second test, Australia versus West Indies, in the West Indies, 3rd to the 8th of July. The Aussies lead the three-test series 1-0 after defeating the West Indies by 159 runs in the first test. In netball, Super Netball, not a good weekend for the Queensland teams with the Fever defeating the Lightning and the Giants defeating the Firebirds. The Lightning 5th on the ladder and the Firebirds, well, they're sitting at the bottom of the competition. In the Sapphire Series, round 8 on the weekend, the Moreton Bay Pulse lost to the Jets 62-53. The Sunshine Coast Thunder, they defeated Redlands 54-31. Moreton Bay sitting 6th, Sunshine Coast Thunder 8th on the ladder. And in the Caboolture Netball, the ladies' Monday night A1 grand final last week, the Jets goal 29 defeated Just for Fun 24. And don't forget, all the junior state age netball championships next weekend from 12s to 14s will be at Maroochydore. Be plenty of netballers in action there. In the AFL, round 16, the Gold Coast defeated Melbourne 104-85 to end a three-game losing streak and get back into the eight with a game in hand. Ben King, three goals for the Gold Coast. The Lions, they had the bye. Gold Coast will take on Essendon on Saturday in Melbourne. The Lions will take on Port Adelaide at the Gabba on Saturday as well. In the QAFL, in the men, round 13, both Noosa and Maroochydore lost on Saturday. And in the women's, Maroochydore lost to Bond, while Moreton Bay 110 defeated Yeronga 8. Big win there. In the QFA Division 1 men, Hinterland defeated Caloundra 91-77. Sandgate defeated Moreton Bay 86-53. Lockie Baxter, two goals for Moreton Bay. In soccer, well, the Australia Cup round 32, the draw has now been released. And between the 19th and 30th of July, the Gold Coast Knights will take on Auckland FC, Brisbane City and Olympic City, two Queensland teams, and Peninsula Power will take on the Western Sydney Wanderers. And in the Football Queensland Premier League, Men's Division 1, Caboolture are fourth on the ladder, and their women third, so good luck to the teams there. In Rugby Union, Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the men's A grade, round 9 on the weekend. Caboolture had a bye, but the Colts team, still third on the ladder. Next Saturday, Caloundra will take on Caboolture. In the senior women, Caboolture 22 defeated Nambour 20. Kayla Sadlier, two tries for Caboolture there. And Caboolture, first on the ladder in the senior women's Sunshine Coast Rugby Union. Athletics, can't wait to see Gout Gout in action next weekend in the Diamond League Athletics meeting in the USA. It should be absolutely fantastic. And in basketball, well done to the four Aussies selected in the NBA draft last week, including Rocco Sikorski from the Brisbane Bullets. He's only 2.21 metres or 7 foot 3 tall, born on the Sunshine Coast in 2006. To German Olympic swimmer Bjorn Sikorski and Australian champion Ironwoman Kylie Sikorski. So well done. Listeners, have a great week. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.